whistle on the bank nearly a month ago, I knew there was a growing problem across the country with people's personal accounts and business accounts being closed, and that's why I did it. But I couldn't believe when I found out today that 1 million bank accounts have been closed in the UK in the last 4 years, 200,000 so far this year alone. And whilst it's good that the government have reacted and said they want banks to have new rules to say it must be a minimum 90 days notice that's given before accounts are closed and that reasons must be given, fact is none of the banks are adopting this on a voluntary basis, and it could be many, many months before that comes into place. But here's the other problem with it. It doesn't apply to small businesses. It doesn't apply to charities. And frankly, that, in terms of the UK economy, is where things really, really matter. So I'm pleased they reacted. I'm pleased Jeremy Hunt has written to the FCA and said nobody should be cancelled because of their opinions, but it still, frankly, is nowhere near enough.
All right, welcome back on this Tuesday. Big banks in the United Kingdom have shut down nearly a million accounts over the past 4 years. A paper revealed among the ongoing scandal of the Brexit leader Nigel Farage being debanked for his political opinions. The minister, Rishi Sunak's government, is preparing legislation to introduce a policy that would mandate that banks give at least a 90-day warning to customers before their accounts are closed and provide a reason for the decision, except, for instance, when doing so would hinder a police investigation. As Farage said, this also does not cover small businesses, and that could be a very large problem depending on what type of small business you own over there. Sounds pretty similar to some of the things that they have done here in the United States. If you remember, Don Jr.'s MXM, the news media app that he's got, they at one point, PNC, I think it was, that he had the account with. Can't remember offhand. But you remember that all of a sudden they closed his account down, like they were punishing him for his political opinions, and then they came back and said, oh, it was an error. Yeah, that's a mighty, mighty large error, especially when it didn't happen to, oh, PNC had an issue or whatever bank it was had an issue, and hundreds of thousands of customers, you know, got this message that they were being kicked out of their accounts and their accounts are being shut down. No, it was just him. So, I mean, that was a big problem. But these are the type of attacks that are going on and will continue to go on because they're going to try to push to see what they can get away with in any country, not just the United States or the UK. It's going to be all over the world. The best way to control somebody is to control your money. I mean, how much easier can it be to control somebody? Because if you don't have access to your money, that's going to be it's just a tiny problem. I mean, you'd like to buy food, pay bills. You'd like to have some money to go get some of the things you need or want. You know, you need money to pick up prescriptions. Could be a slight problem if they get a control of that. Farage also revealed that the banking group at the heart of his debanking scandal, NatWest, is preparing to introduce new restrictions on customers' ability to use cash. From September the 11th, NatWest will be limiting cash that you can deposit and cash that you can take out, and they keep the absolute right to refuse cash. They even keep the right to refuse checks. Basically, they want everything to be electronic. He revealed that on his YouTube channel Sunday morning. The cash attack is part of the Great Reset. Everything digital. Again, that's complete control. You know, right now, think about cash right now. One of the main reasons that they don't like it is they can't track it the way they would like to. You know, they don't know what cash is changing hands. And that means, you know, first and foremost, even if we're not talking about control, the government doesn't like it because they can't get their grubby hands on it and they can't tax you for it. You know, little Johnny comes over and cuts your yard for you and you give him a 20 spot. Little Janie comes over and babysits kids for you and you give her a 20 spot. They're obviously not reporting that. That's side money. That's cash money. They're not reporting that to the government. I made this money so they could pay taxes on it. Yeah, well, Uncle Sammy don't like that too much because Uncle Sammy's got to get his piece before you get your piece. If you haven't noticed, every time you get a paycheck, they snatch it out before you even see your money. Okay, so Uncle Sam wants to be paid for everything. So now going back into the Great Reset part of it, if there is no cash, every transaction is monitored. They know exactly how you spend your money, where you spend your money, on who you spend your money, if you're making money. There's no longer these under-the-table favors that lots of people do. I mean, let's be honest. You know, where we all do it. We've all done it in the past, and people still do it today. You know, I've worked under the table for people, gotten paid cash. I'm sure most everybody has at some point in their life. You've also paid people that have worked under the table for you in cash. Yeah, that's the way we get around the government. It ain't none of the government's business. That's a trade-off between you and another American citizen. Okay, the government don't need to get in their grubby little hands on that money. Well, with a cashless, like I said, all that's done. That's over with. And then, like Farrar said, you know, you could get penalized for your opinions. You know, I have very strong opinions the way that I am on a lot of different topics. And a lot of people, even people on my side, would argue with me about being as pro-life as I am. You know, I don't really care. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. However, if the banking system cares, if they listen to me, if they know anything about me, and they do care, they can freeze my account, or they can say, hey, we can no longer do business with you here. And then when I try to go somewhere else to get my money moved around, they could say the same thing to me, and I can keep getting turned down, and then I have no access to any of my funds. You know, the easiest way to control people. You know, this whole cashless thing, I don't like it. I know the dollar is crumbling. I know that we're pushing towards a digital currency. I know that in my lifetime it's going to happen. You know, cash is pretty much obsolete, and most people don't use it. Most people don't pay attention, and most people don't care. People are, okay, how many people do I see in a line when I'm standing there and I'm about to pay cash for something, and I see them tapping their phones to stuff or pulling out their cards? Hardly ever do I see anybody using cash. And why? Why don't I see them? Well, they make it that way. You know, society has made it that way. They try to make it easy. You know, cash is messy. You gotta be good with your cash. How many times have you been shorted, or how many times has somebody given you extra and the cashier is messed up with your cash? You got to be paying attention to what they're giving you and what you're giving them. You know, people don't want to think. People are numb walking around anymore. They want to tap their phone to something and walk away and trust that the bank is doing all the right stuff. It's amazing how many people, if you talk to, they don't even balance their bank. They're not even trying to balance their account. I find it just stunning that a lot of people don't do this. How much money do you have in your account? How do you even know? You're swiping your card. You know how easy it must be to forget something if you're always swiping your card? See, I don't have that problem, because when I'm pulling cash out of my wallet, I know when it's getting thin. Okay, I can tell as soon as I pull it out of the back of my pants there. I can tell it's getting a little thin because it ain't as thick as it was before. Okay, so I already know, and I'm getting more and more cautious, and things are getting a little tighter. I'm starting to grow some alligator arms. Yeah, how do you know that with your digital stuff? Out of sight, out of mind. Swipe it, swipe it, swipe it until all of a sudden declined. Oh, I don't understand. That's right. I forgot I did this, and I forgot I did that, and I ate here, and they spent some money too on my account. And I don't have those issues. They don't want you to live that way. They want it all digital. They're gonna convince you that, you know, digitally the day it'll be a strong digital dollar. We're not gonna have the problems that we're having now. It's just a control method that we are moving in that direction, because there are way too many people that are not paying attention, or the ones that are paying attention are not as alarmed as they should be about this. Should be screaming at the top of your lungs at everybody. Stop. Go, stop. Put your card away. Use cash. Get used to using cash. You know, my dad taught me a trick when I was younger. You know, and I know that it's probably not going to apply much to today. But one way he helped me get good at math was he always told me, because cashiers today, God bless you, you guys work hard, I get it. But cashiers back in the day, all they dealt with was cash, okay? I mean, these people are flying. The money's coming out the register. Fast as you're giving it to them, they're already giving it back to you. And what he would tell me is you have to mentally beat the lady behind the register, or man, in your mind. He tells you that it's $13.52. I give him a $20 bill. You beat him to it. Tell me exactly what you're getting back in your hand, and the denominations. You're going to get a 5, you're going to get a 1. And you would go down the list, down to the change. And in the beginning, I couldn't beat nobody for my life. I think I'd be walking away from the counter still trying to figure it out, still trying to figure the best way, even though I watched it go down. Then it got to a point where when my wife first met me, she's like, Jesus. And I'm not tooting my own horn here, but it's just that's the world we lived in. I would know. I'd keep my hand out when they'd put too much money there, and they'd stare at me, and I said, you gave me too much. And then they'd look and take out of my hand, and oh, my God, I gave you $10 more than you should have got. Yeah, you did. Take it back. I'm not here to cheat you. But nowadays, you know, dumbing us all down. You know, you don't even do that much. You don't even know what changes come to you. You swipe a card, there is no change. It's digital change, if there even is such a thing. We definitely need to get more people on board with keeping cash. If cash disappears and we go all digital, we are just one step closer to losing our freedom. You're one step closer to every conservative that you currently listen to, even including yourself, getting tagged and flagged for your beliefs until you either comply or you starve. So I know it sounds a little bit dramatic. I get it. But the reality is, if you look at history, I would say most of us would say that it sounded pretty dramatic, thinking that Hitler would go kill the amount of people that he killed just because they were Jewish. Nothing more than that. You're Jewish, you're evil, he killed you. I think that back then people would say, that's ridiculous. Never going to happen. Yeah, I've heard never going to happen a lot in my life. And guess what? Somehow, some way, it has happened. All right, on to the next. I think you guys got the point on that one. New York City. Oh, yeah. I know it's not good for the conservatives that live there, but for all you libtards that live up there, New York City's most elite liberal neighborhoods may host migrant camps, and that is strictly because of how you guys vote. You guys vote the wrong way, and guess what? There it is. New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, has started moving the border crossers and illegal aliens into recreation centers and parks in two of Brooklyn's ultra-liberal neighborhoods. Another migrant camp may soon be coming to Manhattan's Central Park. Oh, yeah, it's just New York. I don't know. I haven't been there in so many years. It must be just such a mess over there with all this. And, you know, this is that there's only like 95,000 immigrants up there. And I know that sounds like a lot, and it is a lot of people. It's almost 100,000 people. But considering what has come across the border and what the people on the border are dealing with, it's pennies. Yeah, it's chump change for them. So at Sunset Park in Brooklyn, for instance, Adams' office has relocated an unknown number of border crossers and illegal aliens to the park's recreation center, which will almost certainly impact services for New Yorkers. The neighborhood precincts, that precinct in particular, voted anywhere from 59 to 100% for Biden in 2020. So congratulations. You get what you vote for. And don't I always say that? Elections have consequences. Well, here you go, New York. Here's your consequence. Today, the median rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Sunset Park will run tenants more than $2,000 a month. Can you imagine paying $2,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment? Oh, my God. Same thing is happening in McCarran Park, which sits between the neighborhoods of Greenpoint and Williamsburg. Williamsburg residents voted anywhere from 78 to 97% for Joe Biden in 2020. And the rent in Williamsburg is notoriously high, costing nearly $3,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment today. And you know what the interesting thing is if you go through the article here, it doesn't say what the square footage is in the one bedroom. So I really would be curious to know, because if it's a real spacious one bedroom in New York City, the cost of living up there is so high, you know, it might be, or is it one of those little holes in the wall in New York where you're paying $3,800 a month for a, 250 square foot apartment? Jesus. In Manhattan, Adams' office has suggested that Central Park may soon house border crossers and illegal aliens, a move that would see the region's Upper West Side, Midtown, and Upper East Side directly impacted. All neighborhoods surrounding Central Park are deeply liberal, Even the Upper East Side, which is considered to be more conservative than neighborhoods on the island, they voted anywhere from 71 to 83% for Biden. The monthly median rent in the Upper East Side is currently $3,400. And believe me, that's not the worst. On the Upper West Side, Princetons are even more liberal. They voted between 91% to 100% for Biden. And the median monthly rent in that area is $4,600 a month. Maybe I'm a poor man. I don't know. $4,600 for rent. You don't even own it. Which, even still, to me, $4,600 to pay a mortgage of a house that eventually you'll own after you pay, I don't know, like $5 million for it 30 years later, is still ridiculous. I mean, you better be making some pretty good cheddar, because that's a lot of cheese that they're asking for. Since spring of 2022, as I said, New Yorkers have absorbed more than 95,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the communities. Since Biden took office, more than 2.1 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. interior, while more than 1.5 million illegal aliens are known to have successfully crossed the border. Well, you get what you get. Don't get upset, right? How the saying goes, get what you get and you don't get upset. Well, you got it. You voted for it, and you got it. You got you guys didn't like the mean tweets. Yeah, Trump wasn't your cup of tea, and even though his policies were even good for New Yorkers, it's not like Trump's policies were only good for conservatives. Trump's policies were good for everybody. They were good for the country. They were good for the world, as a matter of fact. The world was a much safer place. We had better trade deals. Everybody's cost of living was much, much better. You didn't have inflation the way that we have it now. So even you New Yorkers... You New Yorkers, you benefited from Trump's policies. Well, you voted against it just because you don't like mean tweets. Oh, he's so mean and nasty. Well, congratulations. See, he had the border secure. You weren't having the problems that you're having. You could live in your nice little liberal world, do all your little liberal things, and it wasn't a problem. Well, now, guess what? Your little liberal world and all the liberals that you voted for, now it's all spreading into your areas. And I'm sure that you're so happy about it, especially the people in the wealthier areas of New York. Now they're starting to see this. I'm sure that just makes them so happy. But they won't blame themselves. They won't blame what they voted for. They'll put the blame on somebody else or something else. Or somehow they'll attach it to Trump, because they always do. They won't actually accept the blame for their faults. All right. Just so stupid, isn't it? Stupid people making stupid decisions, and you won a stupid prize. Bloomberg. Gun control group spends six figures to pressure Tennessee's GOP to adopt red flag laws. Mike Bloomberg, affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety, has launched a six-figure marketing campaign designed to pressure Tennessee state Republican legislatures into supporting a red flag law during Governor Bill Lee's special legislative session. Now, Bill Lee broke after the transgender shooting, where the girl went in there and killed all the innocent children because she was a sick and mentally disturbed individual. And he kind of broke and indicated that Tennessee needed stricter gun laws. So I don't know, Bill Lee. Yeah, he's not my governor. I can't say that I know a whole lot about him. He's not somebody that I could say that I've seen consistently in the news or that I've have a good feel for one way or the other. But this looks like a real rhino move to me. Looks like under the pressure, you cracked. It's not about kids. I get it. I totally understand the parents are upset, and you think that if somehow, some way, if these guns were not available, that this would never have happened. Well, let me tell you this much. California has red flag laws, and so do many other blue states, but let's go with California. Gun control advocate, Every Town, ranks California as the number one state for gun control. Even with that being said, California was also the number one state for active shooter incidents in 2021. So even with all your laws in place, still the number one state for active shooters. You want to explain that? You think those gun laws are doing anything to stop these insane, these crazy people from doing what they're doing. Illinois has red gun flag laws. But yet, 25 people were shot this weekend, Friday through Sunday. 25. Six of them, unfortunately, those victims have lost their battle. They lost their life. They got red flag laws. What did it do? How did it help them? Colorado's got red flag gun laws. Some of our nation's most high-profile mass shootings in recent years have occurred in Colorado with red flag laws. This is where it's not about the guns. It's about the people. Okay? The society is having an issue. These people are sick, and they're being made more sick by the ideology that's being pushed onto them. How many mass shootings as of recent have been from people that either identify as LGBTQ, queer, transgender, whatever? I want to say the last seven or eight, 90% of them were by people that are in that category. So is it the guns, or is this sickness that we have talked about in the past that I'll never let go of because I believe it's really here, this sickness that's growing in society? You keep continuing to pull God out of society. You pull hope out of society when you do that. You take away these people's ability to know that there is something higher than what we have here that loves them as they are and wants them to come to Him and start anew. You take that hope away from them. And what do you get? You get pure evil. You get people that decide to prey on the weak and the innocent. You get these sick individuals that are fed up with life because they are sick. Tennessee, you guys with your special legislative session coming in, you guys better stand strong. If I was in Tennessee right now, I'd be going to town. Okay, they're trying the best that they can to impose these new red flag laws, which only hurts you're a law-abiding citizen. Depending on what the law is or how it reads, it's going to take your right away from being able to defend yourself against people that actually are out to do harm. You have one person call up and say that you're a danger to yourself or to somebody else, and you're going to have the FBI or the local police banging on your front door telling you, hey, we're here to seize all your weapons. You guys better fight that. Well, that ain't good. You know, you can't give them an inch. No matter what, no matter what's happened in the past, you can't give them an inch, because time and time again, it will prove that it has nothing to do with the guns. You could have no guns in society. Mexico has one of the strictest gun policies in out of any nation. Yeah, but on all accounts, you can barely even buy a gun there. And if you buy a gun, you certainly ain't buying nothing worth having. But yet, look at all the gun violence in Mexico. People that are out to do harm and are up to no good, if they want the firearm, they're going to get it. They're obviously criminals that work outside of the rule of law, so they have no problem buying things on the black market, so that way they can do whatever it is that they have planned in their mind. What these laws will do, and by them stripping our gun rights away from us, will make it where you can't protect yourself and your family because you're not allowed to. He don't care because he's going to get it anyways. But you doing everything the right way, going through all the hoops that they make you jump through to get you concealed or get whatever it is that you got to have, you are the one that is going to suffer and not have the ability to take care of yourself and protect yourself, because people like Lee that's willing to cave and give in are going to take that right away from you. I doubt it's going to go anywhere. Most everything that happens with guns, once it's passed, that's a lawsuit will be filed, and they'll fight it all the way up to the Supreme Court. Ultimately, it will be overturned because our Second Amendment up to this point has been rock solid. But they will never stop attacking this, and they will come from every angle. And depending on who you vote for, if you vote for a weak individual that will cave under pressure, you will have to lose some rights, maybe temporarily, while it's being sorted out in court. Tennessee, stand up and fight. It's possible that your ability to carry a gun is on the chopping block. You have no idea what they're coming with. So stand up, fight for your right, the Second Amendment. It is your right to own a firearm and to protect yourself. They do not have the right to take that away from you. Always keep that in mind. You are in the right. You're on the right. You're in the right. It's all right. Just make sure that you fight for that right. Wow, that was too much ites. Yeah. It's a little hot down here. I might have overheated myself today. Yeah, I'm not thinking too straight. Anyways, I hope you like what you're hearing because I'm done. If you do, please rate and review me. It's always good help. If you'd like to reach out to me, hopefully the website. I've been working like a dog trying to get this thing right, going back and forth with the company that's helping me out, and it's just clunky. It's me. It's not them. It's me. They're doing everything I'm asking them to do. There's just, you know, it's something that's just about it that's bothering me. I just don't like the way it flows. So hopefully that'll get done here shortly. I'll get that out, and then you'll have a different way to contact me. But until then, you can just reach out to me on one of my social media, one of the platforms that I'm on, and send me a message if you can get a message out to me. Beyond that, I hope you have a beautiful Tuesday. We will do it again tomorrow.